Jesus Christ. Everybody advocated only what? Only what? Devotion. Om Jananim Sharadam Devi Dham Krishnam Jagat Gurum Pada Patmi Trayostu Pranamami Mahavadhyam. So the glory of bhakti is such, immediate result will come. You practice, try to practice meditation, try to practice viveka, vairagya, the happiness will come later on. But here, happiness will come instantaneously. Why? This is done with love, prema. Love and joy always go together. Even though we all know it, I'm emphasizing it again and again, because often we don't take notice. Suppose you love a sweet. The moment you hear the name of that sweet, immediately there is a change in your mind. And love also is the greatest antidote to fear. Swamiji used to give the example. One day, a woman, a mother, is walking in the street. Suddenly a tiger runs. What will she do? She will run. But next day, the same woman is taking her chain and walking. A tiger comes. Now where will she? In front of the chain. She puts herself in front so that the chain can be protected. What happened to all that fear? Yesterday's fear. Because she loves her chain. Let my chain die. Even if I have to die, it doesn't really matter. So, sadhu, karma, jnana, yoga, vyopi, adhikatara. It is most supreme, superior to karma yoga, raja yoga, and jnana yoga. Why? You have to struggle so much to control the mind. Here, you don't need to control the mind much. Why is it? Because if you love, love means synonymous with what? Joy, memory, concentration. All these things come together. If you say, I love, but I don't get joy, it is not love. Love means help. If you love a book, the moment you get the book, what happens? Here, mind control is very possible. Why? Because you love to take God's name. In the other case, you are trying to get rid of all unwanted thoughts. It's very difficult. Here you love God. So all that you are asked, think about what you know. And that is how it starts in joy, increases with sadhana, and you become joyful. That is it. So it is superior to all the other yoga. Phalarupatva. What phalarupatva means? The result of every other yoga is something else. Karma yoga, Brahma Siddhi. Raja yoga, Brahma Siddhi. Jnana Yoga, Brahma Siddhi. What is the result of Bhakti Yoga? More Bhakti. There is also psychology. The more you think of something, the more your mind will become engrossed in it. Your thoughts will grow. Think of more of anger, what grows?
Anger.
Think of hatred, what grows? Hatred. Think of love, what grows?
Love
grows. But love is joy. That is why it is a very natural. It is the other yogas, if I have to come to here, are like a lower step to higher step. Bhakti yoga is as if you are coming from the top to the bottom. Very natural. Very, very natural, naturalness. Because we all know how to love. We have got how much love? 100% love. What is the problem? It is distributed in thousands of things. A little bit for this, a little bit for that. First class food. How is it? Wonderful, wonderful. Only this much. What is remaining? A little bit of Andhra Avakaya. Would they have made it 100%? Something is other is lacking. Whereas bhakti, that's all. I'm talking about we all have love. What is the problem? It is divided. So what should be done? now collect, and then direct it towards, that is what is called phalarupatva. The more love, the more joy. And that is why we, it pratikshanam vardhamanam. Narada says later on, every moment it increases, the flame increases. Here is something very interesting. Any worldly object and God, what is the difference between these two? Any worldly object, the nearer we go to a worldly object, the attraction becomes less and less and less. Whereas God, the more we go towards God, our attraction becomes more, and like a huge magnet, He will draw us. Everything else disgusts. This is the law. So how is it? You are very hungry and thirsty, and you go to some friend nearest house, and your friend gives you a beautiful cup of coffee. Very nice. How much pleasure you get out of it? Tremendous pleasure. He offers a second cup. This time, how much pleasure will come?
50%.
Then he offers third cup. Now it has come down to the rock bottom. If he suggests one more cup, you feel like giving a slap. Do you think I'm a rakshasa? This is the nature. There is a limit how much we can really. It becomes opposite. It disgusts us. Anything, any five sense organ, it disgusts us. And the normal experience, I'm telling the guy, even though we all know me, we don't take money. First class food, you are hungry, you sit. First two, mudde, very tasty. Second mudde, is that as tasty? Immediately the percentages come down. After some time, mechanically you are eating. Taste gum, for the sake of hunger you are taking, like ice cream or chewing gum. Have you ever eaten chewing gum? First, the moment it enters, you are in heaven. After that, you are only chewing. What are you chewing? Your own gum. So, and then Narada says, the more love we have, ahankara will not be there in love. Love and ahankara do not go together. So you love your child. And your child is doing all sorts of mischief. Let anybody do mischief, you will get angry at them. You can't get angry with your child. So you become humble. Humility will come. Abhimana will come down. I-ness will come. My-ness will come. That is called humility. The more devotion we have, the more humble we become. You know why? I have been able to get so much of bhakti to God. Not because of my merit. By the sheer grace of God. That brings dainyat. Whereas a jnana yogi, what is aham brahmasmi? If God comes, then hey, there is no difference between you and me. And in fact, I am superior to you. You know why? Like Ramakrishna's story. Then Ramakrishna was very close to Sri Krishna Devaraya. So one day, Krishna Devaraya got very angry. I don't want to see your face. Don't show. That means don't come. So next day he came. He said, Paul. Only that eyes and a little breathing. I saw. So Krishna Devaraya said, why did you come? What did you tell me? I don't want to see your face. Now you are not seeing my face. But I would like to see your face. So if God doesn't want to see my face, then can he do that? Can God stop seeing my face? Because he is everywhere. Even if I turn, he is the other side of it. Every side he is there. He can't help seeing me. But I can stop seeing him. The moment I think of something else, God has completely myself. I have that power. Who is superior now? Yes, deep psychological law, I'm telling. The thought of God is a thought. Who is the master? I am the master. I choose to think of you, then so you exist. But if I think something else, that very moment, second thought comes. What happens to God? Completely non-existent. That is why Brahmakaravu, the last vritti, Sriram Krishna was told by Totapuru, burn it, make it disappear. Then what happens? There is no vritti. Brahma akara vritti, that vritti is gone. Only one thing remains. Brahma. Call it I, call it Brahma. Doesn't it? I am. That is for our sake. Who is going to say when you are in deep sleep? I am in deep sleep. What are you doing? I am in deep sleep. Can you say that? Because when you are in deep sleep, you have become one with deep sleep. You understand now? That's what he is telling. That Ishwarasya api abhimana dveshtitva. If anybody has egotism, abhimana means I am this. I am not you. I am somebody else. That is called abhimana. Where there is the abhimana, God will not be there. Where I is there is no God. And then he says, dainya priyatva. God loves what? Humility. What is really? What is the definition of humility? To see God in everything is called humble. How will you become humble? Psychology. How will you become humble? Suppose you are born in a village. Nobody has two eyes. You are the only one with one eye. Who is the supreme most? With one eye. Suppose suddenly one child is born with both eyes. This fellow will feel there. Dainyatva will come. Humility will come. Because you only have one eye. This baby has got now two eyes. I have only this bank balance. You have got much more bank balance. So what am I talking about? Humility is not how we show artificial. It is to feel the other person has something much better than what I have. So that is called seeing God. This person's is more strong than me, more wealthy than me, more truthful than me, having more devotion than me. These are all characteristics of God manifesting more. That is why dhana, yasha, kirti, vairagya, aishwarya, bala. These six qualities, whoever has got, he is called Bhagavan. Bhaga means six lakshanas. Viveka, Vairagya, Aishwarya, Kirti, Yashaha, Stri, these qualities in full measure. So in anybody, this person is more beautiful than, more intelligent than me, and in some way better than me. Then automatically you don't need to say. Your very acknowledgement this person has more is an acknowledgement that I am inferior to this person. That is called dainyatva, humility. So we say humility not by seeing external worldly things, but thinking it is God who has given these things. Like my elder brother, my parents, they are superior. Vayovritha, Gunavritha, Vidya Vritha, Ishovidya Vritha. Understand? Vritha means those who are having more. Vayovritha means more aged. They have more experience. You have to respect them. Even in God-forsaken. So, you see, people don't want to become called old. Whether they want to call old or not, they have to become old. That is impossible. So, when they are traveling, nobody gives up this seat. Be happy. That means you are not old. The moment you are old, some two, three fellows jump up. Sir, if they call you sir, then they are reminding you. They are the old fellow, keep your place. Don't pretend you are a young fellow. No? Suppose you are going, madam, please take your seat. Be careful what they mean.
Sir, madam.
Otherwise, this woman, girl, nowadays woman also, they don't, girl, boy, they want to feel that thing. That's why they are suffering. More than 40% of them are mentally sick.
This is
that is coming into India. They don't want this body worship, you know. They don't want. Body is going to be old. At least so, that is called Vayavruta. They have experience. Then Gunavruta, some people have wonderful qualities. In Kirti Vruta, Ishavruta, some people's name and pay, it won't come like that by giving huge check donation. It will not come. It will come only if somebody has done something really worthy. So like that, Vidya Vruta, some people's knowledge is tremendous. Like this, everybody is to something if they have got, that, oh, how did it come? By God's grace. So we see God there. That alone brings humility. So we have to be humble, because most people are much better than us in any respect. So what are the means? Some people say knowledge is necessary to attain bhakti. Some people will say both devotion, bhakti and knowledge alone will contribute to the growth of bhakti. But Narada doesn't agree. What does he say? Anyonyashanityane swayam phalarupata iti brahma kumaraha. You don't need to do anything. Just have bhakti. And bhakti itself will increase your bhakti. But you listen to it. If you have got bhakti, you have to listen to it. Listening is one of the greatest secrets. So if you love, then you listen. Who is telling? Eric Fromm is telling. Eric Fromm was a great social psychologist. He has written a book, The Art of Loving. His writing is a model. How to write books. So crystal clear language. Dr. Radhakrishnan. So, then Christopher Isherwood. Swami Vivekan, Herbert Spencer. These are the people. If you want to be a good writer, do that. It is not to be what is called weaving huge words which nobody understands. Anyway, sometimes I criticize Tyagaraja also. Tyagaraja songs now, Andhra people are very proud. I ask them, you give me one kirtan and explain to me every word. They don't know. Because there is one thing, Annamacharya is worse. Only here and there I can understand few words. Come to our Purandardasa. Practically every word you can understand. Tyagaraja Sankirtan, if you want to sing, you have to, it's like, you know, equidistanced slices, boxes. So you have to cut, do operation, cutting operation. Take that sentence, word, put it in the next box to make it, you know, Shruti and Laya and all those things. Otherwise, it will not fall. Sometimes these stupid musicians sing. See, they are singers, they are musicians, they know English. But you can't understand one single letter what they are. You know, like that in the time, they had some. Try to understand. So, one of the greatness of good musician is what is called clarity of language. Every syllable you should be able to listen and understand. This, like, you know, mud and mudfish, you can't distinguish. Like that, what is Sangeeta and what is the lyrics, you can't understand in some people. So it will be like mudfish, nothing goes inside. Nothing is attached to it. You are like that only, that fellow sings and goes in first. One South Indian was giving a concert. And many people came, one by one they are left. Only one fellow was sitting. So that fellow was very happy. At least one person is appreciating. So at the end of it, he thanked him and said, "Oh, I am so happy. Please, at least one, you have appreciated my music." Then the fellow said, "You sang wonderfully, sir. I really enjoyed. My only regret is you should have been singing Mohan Raga." The fellow was singing only Mohan Raga. What type of fellow? What did he understand about music? Great souls. Madhvacharya Ramdas. Some singers, like M.S. Subbalakshmi, every syllable, crystal clear. Purushottaman, they had that quality. Every syllable, you can understand. No, Mingatontame, just a swallowing, that never comes there. And Balamurali Krishna. Some of these great, even M.S. Sheela is there. You know M.S. Sheela? I love her singing because she's a very fat woman, but very, very crystal clear. Most of the singers, you know, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, like that, it will go. So anyway, what are we talking about? That according to Narada, you don't need jnanam, you don't need karma, you don't need yoga. Just practice bhakti. What does it? What does bhakti say? Oh Lord, I am a murkha. I don't have any knowledge. You please grant me whatever. This was Sri Ramakrishna. Ma, I do not know. I am a fool. I don't know anything. You take my hand and make me do what you want me to do. And as a result, mother showed him everything. One day, Sri Ramakrishna was standing. He prayed, oh mother, reveal to me what is there in the Vedas, Tantras, Puranas. He said, mother revealed it to me. After that, I got these books, made a garland, wore it around my neck, danced a little, threw them in the Ganga. There is the need for scriptures. After you understand, there is the need for keeping the scriptures. What do the scriptures do? They are like letters. Somebody writes you a letter. When you are coming, please bring this thing when you be along with you. You know the Thakur story? One man went to a town. He used to live in a village for some work, for a few days. Then he received a letter and he kept it. And in the evening he came and he misplaced it. Furiously he was searching. And after several hours of searching, somehow he got it. It is there only in front of you, but he was searching wilderness. Then what was written? When you return to village, bring a little rice, a little lentils and some fruits, one piece of cloth, like that, some information. Once he knew what to do, he just tore that letter to pieces and threw it in the dust. Every scripture, what does it do? It tells us what to do, what not to do. Once you know that, the scripture is totally useless. And now, that is what is called the usefulness. But scripture is necessary to know. Once you know, don't cling on to the scripture. Because that is called shastration. You can cling to the scripture and let go of God. That is what is it telling? Swayam palarupedi the Brahma Kumaraha. So that is the tasmat saivagrahya mumukshubhi. Therefore, you just follow the path of bhakti. Prayerness. Oh mother, I don't know anything. Please teach. She herself will teach. Really, if you pray, she herself will teach. But we must have that faith. We should not have the faith of a brahmana. Sri Ramakrishna's parables illustrate every one of these teachings. For each teaching, there are more than 2-3 parables. We must have that tremendous faith in God that He listens to our prayer, if it is sincere prayer. So there was a Brahman and there was a maid servant who used to supply him with milk. But she was living in another village. So one day she comes in time, one day she comes late. So one day the Brahmana asked him, why do you do not come many days on the right time? He said, sir, you know, I have to cross the river. Well, but the boatman sometimes available, sometimes he comes late. Depending upon when he comes, then I have to cross the port. That's why I get late. I can't guarantee. Then he was a little bit learned, slightly learned, Brahmana. So he said, what? Taking God's name, you can cross the ocean of samsara. You can't cross this small river without a boat. She had faith. So next day onwards, regular time, as the milk is supplied. He was surprised. How come nowadays you are coming? He said, thank you very much, sir. You only showed me the way. And it is very economical also, because I don't need any boat also. How do you come? I take God's name and I walk over the water. What? You walk over the water? Show me. So I come, please come, I will show you. Took him there, took Krishna, Krishna, like that. She started walking. This fellow thought he will also experience Krishna, Krishna. He also stepped into, but end of his dhoti, lest it should become wet. Then she looked back. Sir, that will not do, that you take God's name, at the same time lift your cloth, that is not going to work. Because that means he doesn't have faith, I'm going to sing. If I to understand. For her, I'm just walking like that. God's name. But you only advised me, but you don't have faith in God's name. Suppose it doesn't work. Suppose I think my cloth will get wet. Then again I have to wash it and then dry it and then put it on. So better to be on the safe side. That is not going to do it. Complete faith. How many stories are there? Complete faith. Anyway, one of our Swamis made a cartoon. One fellow, he acquired the power to walk on the ocean, water. So he thought, I will take a trip to America. But there I just walk. So he started walking. He walked 1 or 2 miles. Happily, you know, all these fellows, how much money they are paying. I'm walking free. Suddenly all the sharks surrounded him. He, oops, I did not know about the sharks. Now where is he going to? Walking is okay, but who is going to save him from the shark? So, tasmat, saiva grahya mumukshabhi. Mumukshabhi means by the seekers of liberation. Moksha, moktum icha mumukshus. Mumukshus, what should the person do? Saiva, sa eva grahya. That alone must be followed. What? Bhakti, mantra. You don't need anything. Have bhakti, pray sincerely, that itself will take you to the goal. Then, bhakti sadhanani. Okay, this is all fine. So how to attain bhakti? There are certain well-defined scripture-taught ways how to attain bhakti. Simply saying, I will attain bhakti will not. What is the reason for it? I'll give you a small introduction about this. See, our inside and outside must become harmonious. So inside we are what I call great donors. We can donate millions of pounds. Outside 1 paisa also we will not give. Whenever you hear some great drought has come, flood has come, etc., what do you do? So you become totally, what do you do? So much of compassion. So much of karuna, dichotomy means division. We are all suffering. When we are meditating, we are saints, sadhus. The moment we come out, we are fallen into the influence of the world. We are miserly. That's why we say, you know, one devotee used to come, family used to come, millionaires, multi-millionaires. Whenever they come to see me, they bring peanuts. Because they know that there's peanuts. So somebody asked, what is their contribution? I say, peanuts. So if we are inside devotees, outside also we should exhibit the characteristics of a devotee. Spiritual characteristics. What is it? What is the characteristics? Outside we don't see man or woman. We see God. So if God has come to beg you, what will you do? Do you feel like giving or not? Most people don't give. If God comes, you know, hey, you are God. Why do you need all those things? There was a Jewish fellow, big, very rich man. He wanted to make a little bit fun. Outside he put a huge board that whosoever is in need of this house, he will be donated this house. First come, first served. The condition is they should not have any needs. They should not have any needs. So many people greedy fellows. The huge palatial house, you know. So they go, can I take this house? You can take, but what is the condition? So do you have big house? Yes, I have a big. Then what for do you want this house? Understand, clever fellow. You must not have any needs. Then only you will be given. But if you don't have any needs, he will ask you, what do you want? He will not give to poor people. Yeah, when Rabbi, you know, they have their own customs. Somebody dies and the casket, they have to give some money. Oh, one fellow put 5 rupees. Another fellow put, 3 friends went there to attend this funeral. One fellow put 5 rupees in the casket. Another fellow put 100 rupees. Another fellow, he took out his checkbook, 10 lakhs of rupees, put it in the casket. What is he going to do? Dead fellow, what is he going to do? Where is he? And this fellow is telling, what? My journey, fellows. 5 rupees for our dear friend. See, I have seen he deserves 10 lakhs of rupees. What are we talking about? If there is devotion within, it must express in concrete action outside. Otherwise, it is not devotion. That is why, if a saint is living in a cave, maybe 50 years, maybe 70 years, and then he thinks himself, oh, I can meditate, and I see God. How do we know that that person has really got so much of bhakti to God? How do we know? Because this could be mere imagination. That is why, if the person is sincere, inevitably that person will be thrown out into the society. Because society is the test stone to find out whether it is genuine devotion, dispassion, discrimination and other quality, or is only imagine. We can all imagine. You know, I am so great, I will donate this and that to me. So there is a beautiful story. I think I told you, but I will tell you this. In Delhi, there was a king. So some 3-4 centuries back, there was a king. He had a son, he had a daughter, and he was about 70 years old. And one day, he arranged a notch girls dance. Very beautiful notch girls dance. It will be running from 8 o'clock to then 4 o'clock at night. And the person who accompanies, she both sings and then also dances. But the tabla will have her own husband. What is the condition? He won't promise I'll give any. You dance. And according to the skillfulness, merit of your dance, whatever people feel like giving, spontaneously they should be moved by your dance and singing and give people. That is a real talent. Otherwise, you fix something, it is not a talent. So 8 o'clock, about to start, suddenly they saw a 90-year-old sannyasi with a new Kashmiri shawl entering the dance hall. Anyone remembers?
No.
Okay. So he entered because he was an old man and a sannyasin. And it was winter, you know. So somebody saw him and gave him. They came front seat, reserved seat. Then very soon the king came, his son came, his daughter came, and the sannyasin. They were sitting in the front. Time started. 9 o'clock, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2 o'clock, dancing. Nobody threw onto the stage anything. So the lady, she was getting a bit tired also. Nobody giving this no encouragement. So she was singing, oh, my beloved husband, already I have played, sang and danced for 6 hours. Nobody today has appreciated my singing or dancing. Because if they had appreciated, they have thrones of money, etc. Nobody had done that. Neither the king, nor son, princes, anybody. I think without wasting, today is not our fortunate today. Today, let us stop. At least we can go and sleep. So by singing, dancing, she conveyed that message to her husband. And the husband also could sing and play. He was also playing and singing. Oh, my beloved wife, anyway, we have spent 6 hours. Who knows when God's grace may descend? Maybe it can come even the last moment. So, and only another 2 hours. Have patience. Let us sing and dance and play. Who knows what is going to happen? Such a way, he sang and conveyed his message. Only the front row could understand it. Immediately, the princess got up, took off her necklace, threw onto the stage. The son, prince, got up. He took up valuable jewels. You know, in those days, they used to wear. Now the fashion is coming back. 1 year, this one, that, and all those things are coming back. And through it, he was walking out. Then the sannyasi got up. He had that costly shawl on. He threw on the stage. He was walking out. Then the king himself threw out some costly thing. He was walking out, but he called his minister and said, call my daughter, my son, the sannyasi. I want to speak with them. So they met in a side private room. Then the king asked that so many hours we have been watching. None of us moved, none of us gave anything. But the moment this husband replied to the wife like that, so all of us got up. So I want to know what is the reason. Then first princess, my daughter, why did you get up? Said, father, you have fixed my marriage with a person whom I don't like. I told you, I don't love him. I love somebody else. But you have fixed it because of political convenience. So I decided that today I will watch this dance. Tomorrow I will eat poison and I will commit suicide. You have also fixed my wedding day. After hearing this, I thought, who knows, God's grace may change everything. I will wait until the previous day to wedding. If nothing changes, that day I will take poison and die. Then he asked the son. Then the son said, father, I am already 50 years old. And you are still occupying things. So patiently I waited all these years that you will voluntarily retire. So I decided, tomorrow, if you don't give up the throne to make me the king, I am going to cut off your head and then occupy the throne. I decided. After hearing this, I said, who knows, my father is old. He may die also in 1 or 2 years. So why not? Why get this in? So I decided to be a little more back. That is why I gave something and I got up. Then they asked the sannyas, what happened to me? He said, look here. When I was 15 years old, I renounced home. I went to Himalayas. Now I'm 90. I did my sadhana. I have not seen even a glimpse of God's grace. So I decided, why waste my time? I will go to the city. Whatever little bit I can enjoy, I will enjoy the rest of my life. So as soon as I came to Delhi, somebody saw me, an old man, shivering. So he donated one shawl. But after hearing this message of the husband, anyway, I have spent 75 years in tapasya. And who knows, God's grace might come on the last moment. Why give up, waste 75 years? So I gave back the shawl and going back to my tapasya place. Then they asked the king, why did you get up? Said, for a long time, I have been thinking of giving up the throne, go to the solitary place and call on him. But I did not get enough courage. So after hearing that husband's message, I thought, there is no point in postponing. Oh, anyway, I'm old. I might encounter some difficulty. But tomorrow, I will make my son the king and I will. This story is very prevalent among the sadhus in North India. What is the message? Do not give up hope, because God's grace may come at the very last moment. Who knows? Do not give up hope. Whatever be your ambition, do the right thing. God's grace will come. So this is a great thing. Never become, it is called despondent. Always hopeful, because God knows everything. Not that he is ignorant. You have to remind him. The truth is, we are not ready to
receive
this. That is the truth about it. Anyway, Swayam Phalarupatve the Brahma Kumaraha Tasmat Saiva Grahya Mumukshuhi Tasya Sadhana Vikrayanti Acharya. Different acharyas have advocated. That is what Sri Ramakrishna is going to teach. Jato Mot Tato Pot. As many people, so many opinions, so many paths. Every opinion is a path. But certain things, whatever path we are following, certain things we must do if you want to progress. I'll just give one smaller. There is a motorway. It's four lane. Four different cars can travel at the same time, side by side. But the condition is this thing. You have to start the engine and make the car go. If anybody doesn't go, stick to that place, he is not going to progress. So, tattu, vishayatyaga, sangatyaga. You have to give up to what is called certain objects which are creating obstacles in our path. You have to identify. So, it's very deep things, you know. Supposing a neighbor, you don't like a neighbor. That I don't like is a great obstacle. Because whenever you sit for meditation, who comes? You know why? Because that fellow is, why do you come at this time? Baba, I have been trying from morning. But you are busy always with other things. This is the only time you are sitting empty-minded. So I thought this is a wonderful opportunity to come into your mind. You understand? All undesirable thoughts, the only reply is, this is the time when you are not engaged, so we come. Understand? So, that is our condition. This is called Vishaya. Yeah. Then, even if the Vishaya object is not there, the attachment to that object is still in the mind. 50 years, Sadhu did not see the face of a woman. Told that story. 50 years, one sadhu had taken a vow when he was young. I will not see the face of a woman. He was living in a solitary kutiya. 50 years, he never went out of his kutiya. His disciples used to bring food. He used to eat there. Number. One evening, he was sitting there. Suddenly, he ran to the door and peeped out to see who was walking. What happened? He heard the sound of anklets moving. Anklets. He knows very well who puts on anklets. And a woman puts on anklets. He knows it. Because he was born, all women put that one. No man will put, excepting babies. A woman will put. Baby will not come into the wooded area. So one village woman, she came to collect some, gather some firewood. And she was returned. And her anklets made sound. His unconscious knew it. 50 years he had not seen the face of him. And he saw the receding backside of the. So such is the trick played by the samskara. But that is called samskara. So that is, he has not seen the face of him. That is Vishaya. But the attachment, does he know, does he not know what a woman looks like? Why does he want to see? But such is the rasavarjam rasopyasya parandrishtvani vishaya vinivartante niraharasya. 50 years, you have not seen idli and sambar. After 50 years, one day suddenly you see. And you forget the whole lot, rasagulla, rajibhog, everything, make a beeline to the idli sambar. That means what? 50 years, many years you have not even thought about English. But the moment you saw, you made it be that. What does that mean? Rasavarjam. That attachment has not left to the person's mind. So deep. These attachments come from life after life. Sri Ramakrishna used to give an illustration, funny illustration. There was a prince. Every day he wants to play with his playmates. What was the play? He will make one fellow bend. He will take some old cloth and beat it on the back of that fellow who was bent. But what is the reason? For past birth, he was a waterman. But samskara of washing cloth, beating the cloth has not gone. So he gets the greatest delight even only in that. This is all of us. You examine your heart. You will see why we like certain things. There's a past samskara. Not only this lesson. Not only past lesson. Janma, janmantara, samskaras are there. But only by the Ishvara sakshatkara, the direct realization of God, all this will vanish. Because every sangha has only, it brings us joy. If you are not happy, you won't have any attachment. Only if it brings happiness, you are attached to it. So idli sambar brings so much up. All these days, what were you doing? Not available? Okay. Today, available. Excellent. So that is what we are talking about. That attachment is inside. Vishaya is outside. Object is outside. So the object's influence is very less. But the inside, that is what makes a janma-janmantara to be born. So, first thing is, give it up. Give so object.
You have to know your unconscious, tap to your unconscious.
Just to be a little bit observant. You will know which things you like, which things you don't like, which books you don't like. And how do you know? Because if you start reading, however wonderful a book which you don't like, in 5 minutes you will be in samadhi. That is a clear indication that it is not. But you read a very exciting detective novel, Visitor, your mom is calling, come, food. What food? Wait. It's so interesting. What happened? My heroine is just in the rack. I want to find out what happened to her. Like that, it's called page turn. The other one is also page turn. Your mind is somewhere, pages are turned. This one, your mind also is there, pages also. You don't have time, you want to turn them very, even faster. So, with regard to everything, we have got this attachment, non-attachment. Very easy to find out. But you have to pay attention to it. And deliberately you have to say, so what do you have to say previously? Oh, now what do you say? So what? Previously, what? Now,
so on.
That's all the difference. That just add SO. You will progress in that.
Yes.
Any, understand? £1 million I got in lottery ticket. What? If at all you are still there. But a sadhu, what does he say?
So,
oh. I see. Easy to say, very difficult. Yes, it's one fellow, householder, he was a poor fellow. He worked very hard. He earned money. He built very nice house. We wanted time, you know. Beams, huge beams. He was a dying. Our family people, you know, they keep the about dying fellow on the floor. Otherwise, the mattress will be spoiled. The cart will be spoiled. Put them there. And then he was looking. Oh my God. How can I leave these beams on board? With my own hands, I earned these beams. And now I have to leave the thing on. Yes. Attachment. Even for a cat, for a rat, for a mat, for anything is okay. Mahamaya comes like that. Two beggars were sitting, used to live under two trees. One day, they felt like playing cards. Something they have to bet you know, they only had hope in. They went the computer. And Montelo naturally had laughed. He started, you know, shouting, "Oh my God, all my wealth in the world has disappeared." You know, Kaupin Kavaste. Remember the story? Kaupin Kavaste.
That
Ramkrishna's story. There was one disciple and he was getting disturbed. So the sadhu told him, the guru told him, go into solitude where nobody, no persons are there. Your meditation will be better. He went there. He had a couple of gopinaths. One he puts on. Another one he washes and puts it for dry. So one day morning he got up and said, these rats came and nibbled. Let coping cloth and become holy coping. And then he went to the villagers. Please give me some new cloth. They gave some new cloth. Again, next, by the time rat has become habituated. So next coping masuda, third coping masuda. Then he went again. Then the villagers got his best friend. Every day we can't supply. What we will do? We'll give you one cat. Cat. So the cat was there, they gave a cat. The moment the rats saw the cat, they ran away. But cat has to be fed. Now he started begging for a milk also, cow's milk. After a few days, they said, who is going to give milk? We will give you one cow and it will give you milk. So after a few days, he was begging grass another. Then they said, we'll give a small plot of land and you grow your own grass. And then slowly, this land increased, grass increased, and rice also increased. He needed some servants, and to look after the servants, wife was needed. And after 5 years, the guru came to see how the disciple was doing. It was a huge compound. He could not understand. Somebody told him, your disciple is there. Then he entered. Then he couldn't recognize his disciple. The disciple recognized his guru. So he went, ran and followed people. Gurudev. His guru said, what? Why this? Then he narrated Kaupin Kavaste. What beautiful for the sake of one Kaupin. He went back to the samsara. Punar Mushiko Bhava. So, says Vishayatyaga Sangatyaga. Om Janameem Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapatme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mantur Naposhade. So one for the road. There was a guru and there was a Sardarji disciple.
Sardarji disciple.